Hello, I'm Michelle Long. Time for a daily market wrap this Friday, March 1, 2024. Most stocks in Asia registered gains on Friday, led by Japan, following Wall Street closing at all-time highs again on the back of inline core PCE data. S&P Global Manufacturing PMIs for Asia also broadly stable, with very modest moves in either direction. Indonesia, Thailand, and Taiwan saw a bit of a weakening, while the Philippines saw improved activity at 51 from 50.9. Any number above 50 signals expansion. The PSE index fell by a third of 1% for the day, but still managed to notch a modest weekly gain, now on its sixth week winning streak.
This week was really more profit-taking, no? At least people were able to make their profits, get their, you know, get upside. So, I think maybe by next week, the market should be recovering. Okay. And then it will be testing already the 7,000 range. Especially if the inflation numbers, as you said, come out in the lower end. That's going to be positive.
Well, January and February are usually strong months. As a fund manager, these are called the January effect, wherein fund managers reallocate the cash in countries or sectors that we expect to do well for the coming year. When you look at the pace at which the market has run up, technical analysts would say it's overbought. But the fact is, foreign investors continue to come in. 21 days of consecutive foreign buying. We have net foreign inflows now of $200 million. So I'd say we're still at the start of the cycle after 5-6 years of being sold down.
In corporate stories, Enrique Lazon's port operator, ICTSI, reports a 17% drop in net income attributable to equity holders to $511.5 million, or around 29 billion pesos, despite a 6% uptick in revenues from port operations. It cites primarily non-recurring and non-cash impairment of goodwill attributed to the acquisition of Pakistan International Container Terminal in Karachi, increases in depreciation and amortization, interests on loans, as well as equity share and net loss of some joint ventures. Excluding these, recurring income would have grown 7%. Throughput grew 4% to 12.75 million 20-foot equivalent units, while EBITDA hit a record high of $1.5 billion, up 7%. Still on earnings, Premium Leisure Corp reports an 85% jump in 2023 consolidated net income to 2.3 billion pesos, as its share of gaming revenues from City of Dreams jumped 50% thanks to enhanced mass and VIP operations. Meanwhile, Pacific Online Systems Corporation, a majority-owned subsidiary that provides lottery and software equipment to PCSO, also delivered solid results, achieving a net income of 275 million, up 44%. In other news, Union Bank says its standalone wholly-owned subsidiary Union Bank Investment Management and Trust has commenced operations today, March 1st, after having secured a certificate of authority from the Banco Central ng Pilipinas. And finally, an update on the ongoing case in relation to the $81 million Bangladesh bank heist of 2016. RCBC says it has received the decision and order of the Appellate Division from the First Judicial Department of the Supreme Court of the State of New York, dated February 29, dismissing three causes of action against the bank and all RCBC defendants. The three are conversion, aiding and abetting conversion, and conspiracy to commit conversion. It notes the court, however, ruled that the case can proceed against RCBC and the remaining defendants on the other causes of action. The Yuchenko-led bank says it is still considering whether or not to appeal this decision and order. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.